I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What the heck goes on out there in Montgomery County? Dom Giordano show. Used to be our most affluent in Pennsylvania, arguably. College educated, all that. And then, well, several things happened. I know Jim Matthews was involved. I'll put it at that. Then it was Josh Shapiro. These guys go on to state level, and now it's the best of all time. I don't know. I want her close here in Montgomery County. I don't want her to go statewide, even though that would be good. That would be Valerie Arcouche, who is so competent and running on public health. But a little problem over the weekend. The vendor for the commissioners out there came up with 16,000 mail-in ballots sent out that they forgot to put the information on the back, I think, something like that. They just said, well, just take it, rip it up, no problem. You know, we'll send you another one or vote in person. What the heck? It's all fine. It's only a ballot. Let's go to Liz Preate-Habe, who heads up the Republicans in the aforementioned Montgomery County. Hey, Liz, how have you been?
Hi, Dom. I've been great.
Well, good. It's been too long, and I was going to reach out to find out what you thought anyhow, but you have a lot more information than the media is putting out on this. To them, it's a glitch in the system. What happened here?
Well, the problem was on the end, as you said, of the vendor for the county, but you remember that these things like this happen. These happen a lot. They've happened in the past. And it is something we should be concerned about. 16,000 mail-in ballots were sent out, and they should never have been sent out. The back of the ballots was missing, and so people are going to try to vote those improper ballots. You know, the good news is that you can't – the ballots won't be counted twice. So let's say you get a new one in, they correct the problem, you get a new ballot, and you mail it. They won't be canceled twice. They will not be counted twice because the scanners that scan in the ballots will not scan in a ballot that's missing or damaged, missing parts or damaged. So I don't think we have to worry about two votes being counted by the same person because of this error. But we do have to, you know, there's 16,000 people who are, how many people actually understand that they got the wrong ballot? Right now you've got to track them down. There'll be a lot of people whose votes are not going to be counted now.
Yes, that's what I'd be more afraid of. And in any number of these elections, Liz, that could be very, very important, without a doubt. Again, the whole mail-in system, you know how I feel about it. I don't know about you. It's flawed. Getting back to voting in person is what we need to do. It's much more reliable. We don't have to go through all these hoops. But talk about, would you, from your perspective, too, Montgomery County has been a bit of a – Bucks County is the real hot button, but I think Montgomery County is for the upcoming school board elections. And this is going to change the landscape, I think, where you live, which is trying to drive these local races across Montgomery County as the surest way to come back to some semblance of balance there.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have fantastic candidates. And I can't take credit for it. These people that are running all across Montgomery County, in some school districts where we haven't had Republicans run in years, these women and men have stepped up to say enough is enough, mostly because they want to make sure their schools are open, keep them open. And there's a lot of school districts out there We're still talking, one in particular in Montgomery County, a really big one. They're still talking about closing up in November.
Oh, what was that? What might that be?
I'm told that's happening in the, well, I probably shouldn't say, but it's in the middle of the district. It's not public, but we know that it's happening, and our Republican representatives on it are 100% against it, but it's not one we control anymore. So for all these school districts, if you want to make sure that they don't close on a dime, then you need to get out and vote. Now, we've had some really good luck. We saw in the primary, Dom, and I think I came on your show in the spring afterwards to say we had the highest Republican turnout in Montgomery County that we have seen in any election, general or primary, in a decade. We finally matched Democratic turnout, and it's been years and years since we were able to do that. So we're feeling very positive about where we're headed. We have all these new candidates who just organically have come up to run for school board. We have new committee people, 100 new committee people in the last year. We definitely feel on the ground an excitement and, quite frankly, an anger that we haven't seen in a long time.
Well, it's you and that strategy of what you've been doing for years since I've known you, and it's people like our buddy Clarice Schillinger and the others out there. And yep. We even have in Bucks County a guy who's a venture capitalist who has spent $500,000 to coach up school board candidates to get them the material they need and resources, because the union-backed candidates have all that. And people are getting it. The hoopla of the presidential race is one thing. But you live in these school districts, and people are tired of the amount of money they're paying and the arrogance. And Liz, I don't know if you saw this because you're busy maybe with other things, but we've been talking about the school boards nationally, and it's a left-leaning group that represents them. They want the Patriot Act and the Secret Service to be brought in on these school board meetings. They don't like it that parents are showing up and wanting to get their 2 minutes to let them know what they think about what's going on.
Well, it's crazy. Then you have, you know, school districts, a lot of them, like Lower Merion, where my kids have gone to school, where you can go up and get your time. They'll give you your time to speak, but they're never going to answer your question. So you go up, you say what you want to say, you ask your question, and you sit down, and nothing happens. And there's no, you can't even find the school director's email address to contact them. So you just, it's basically, you know, it's worthless. You know, so you try to participate, but they really don't listen, and they don't give you any answers or response. It's really outrageous. And so that's why, I'm here today, too, Dom, because I really want people to turn out to vote. Not only do we have these school board races, but we have these judicial races across the state. You know, and we saw in the last election, the presidential election, how important it was to have judges who were not, you know, in the Democrats' pockets. They are, those Democrats on the Supreme Court voted against every kind of reasonable protection, voted against the protections that were in the law in Act 77, waived everything. So people now feel that they are not confident with whether or not their vote's being counted, whether there's double votes. Nobody is confident in this election, or I should say a lot of Republicans aren't.
No, without a doubt. And look, people should know you are a very mainstream, button-down figure saying that. Hopefully I am too, and we are upset that the Philadelphia way of doing things is moving all around the state here. It doesn't mean it's voting machines or whatever. It means things like the Supreme Court, the Secretary of State who had to resign in embarrassment, not doing her job on the abuse scandal because she was too busy getting by any means necessary those votes counted for Joe Biden, and just a whole array of bad faith things that were done in Montgomery County where you are. The fights over things that should be obvious. Now, statewide, Liz, who is the favorite on the Democrat side for Senate, would you say, if you could pin? I think it's Fetterman, but you are more inside this than anybody I know. What do you think?
Well, I would say Fetterman, just by the fact that he is the lieutenant governor, he's a statewide official, and he's far outraised anybody else. But it's pretty scary, because Fetterman is a socialist. Although I have to take you back down to these judges. You know, I get frustrated when people complain about the election system, but they didn't come out in these off-year elections. We can't win. We just cannot win if people don't show up. The Democrats show up in these off-year elections now. They really do. They have the last 4 years, and they kick our butts. We have to get out. There's no excuse. What we're doing in Montgomery County is if anybody has a concern about whether they're, let's say they're not sure they can get to the polls, I'm going to urge you to vote by mail. I think it's a flawed system, but the Democrats are using it effectively. We have to be able to use it to compete. If you have a question, go to MontgomeryCountyGOP.com. Any question about your mail-in ballot, we will call or go to voter services and find out what's happened to your ballot. We did it last time. We're going to do it again. All we're going to need is your name and your address of when you voted, and we'll track that ballot down.
Good stuff. Give that again, Liz. What's the best place for people to go?
Montgomery County GOP. And also, people, think about joining us. We're doing a big salute to the troops on October 13th. We've got a famous Afghanistan war hero who rode into Afghanistan on a horseback. They made a movie about him and his few members of his team called 12 Strong, and he's coming in, and we're going to salute a whole bunch of troops like Representative Tracy Pennycook, who's a combat vet in Afghanistan, and others. So take a look at our website. You can learn more. MontgomeryCountyGOP.com.
Great stuff, Liz. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye. All right, Liz Breed-Havey. Yeah, these off-year elections, particularly our buddy Clarice and stuff that Liz is doing over in Montgomery County, you get it now, right?
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at PitchHitRun.com.